News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Justice Minister Jim O'Callaghan's not going to attend the Garda Representative Association's annual conference this year after the GRA once again decided not to invite Commissioner Drew Harris. Christy Galligan is a former Garda Sergeant. Morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Drew Harris is only there for, what, an extra couple of months? Would it not have been easier to bury the hatchet on this one and everybody moves on?
Yeah, it seems so. I mean, there's a certain amount of intransigence and a stalemate between the associations and this present commissioner. And I think we thought, most people thought, as did the frontline Gardaí, that a new Minister of Justice would start afresh and that a new year of cooperation and mutual agreement would be the order of the day. But unfortunately, that's not so. The ongoing disagreement between the GRA and the commissioner, the lack of confidence in his leadership, but the previous no-confidence motion, and unfortunately with the previous Minister for Justice as well, taking sides not to attend the previous GRA conference, and this is now happening and does not bode well for the organisation or for the public as a whole.
Is it not fair to say that Jim O'Callaghan had no choice but not to go, given that Drew Harris hadn't been invited?
Yeah, I think... You know, when we were talking about extending olive branches, and he was the one who said there should be olive branch extended to the commissioner here because of the number of months that he has left, I think it goes deeper than that. I think there is a lot more that has been going on in the background. There's a new Garda disciplinary regulations that is now brought to Cabinet, and they're hoping to force through under the new Policing, Security and Community Safety Act. And this has been really strongly opposed by members up to the rank of superintendent. You know, this is where Garda must provide information contrary to his or her interests without knowing will it be considered for misconduct or gross misconduct, which is a sackable offence by the commissioner. All of these things, recruitment, detention, you know, pension, pay, everything is in this. I think what should have been done is that the Taoiseach or Tánaiste should be saying to the Minister of Justice, saying to the Garda Commissioner and to the associations, all right, I want you to round a round table here and get somebody from a Labour court come in, act as chairman and mediator and work out and iron out the difficulties and problems that they have with this material and come up with some form of agreement.
I made the point when the GRA made the silly decision to say they'd no confidence in Drew Harris. What was the end game? What ultimately was going to be the outcome there? Because Drew Harris wasn't going to resign. It was a very short-sighted decision at the time.
I suppose when you're in an organisation, the Representative Association is an organisation of 11,000 members, and when a vast majority of 11,000 members say they have no confidence in the Commissioner...
And they can have no confidence in him. They don't have to put it on paper. They don't have to put it to a vote, arguably.
Arguably they don't, but they did. And this is where we are at the present moment in time, unfortunately. And I think what I said before, and I will say again, that they need the associations, because it's the public the Garda Síochána serve at the end of the day. These are the people that they serve at the end of the day. It's not about their own self-interest or anyone else's self-interest or the Minister of Justice's self-interest. It's about the public they serve, and that's the most important thing at the end of the day. We're now in a world, and I was listening to your discussion about Trump's tariffs, we're in a world of economic turmoil. We'll also have in a world of security turmoil as well, and our biggest concerns about our defence and security in this country. If we have a Garda force that there's internal turmoil, how can we have confidence in our own security? And that's a big concern for most people, including myself, who serve in the Guards.
And everything else is a sideshow. That's what we should be focusing on. Christy Galligan, former Garda Sergeant. Pleasure as always, Christy. Thanks for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.